Blog Talk Radio.
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, probably all over for my website, all my websites. And back in my PlanetStars.com days when I worked for America Online, I was StarsCast there. And now I'm Natalie, too. So I have two names. But anyways, we have a beautiful guest today. She's been on my show before. But before we talk to her and bring her in, and for those listening, yes, she's going to answer some questions for you. She'll do some cards. I asked her ahead of time. But... You know, MysticLivingToday.com, I started back in 1998, believe it or not. So it's getting up there in age, isn't it? What is it? Let me see. How many years is that? Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. 1998.
Oh, my God. It's 25 years old. Well, the 25th year is bigger and better than ever before. It really is. I've got... so many things that I've done with it. Some of my authors and my guest today has been writing for the magazine too for quite a long time. You know, they've been writing for me for 10 years or longer. That's a long time. In the very beginning, I had to beg people, will you write something for the magazine? Send me some poetry, do something, you know, anything. And it was very small, very tiny. And then as the years went by, I had people who would find the magazine and write to me and say, can I submit something? And so pretty soon it snowballed. But it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's not a snowball, really, because snowballs always melt. This has not melted. I just thought of that. This is just like this fire that keeps growing and growing and growing, and I'm so pleased with it. It's when I do the magazine, I'm in another world. I put my headset on, I'm a Motown girl, so I listen to all my rock and roll. You know, a lot happened in Motown when I was growing up, and all the stuff, everything I listened to, and then you're just in another world when I'm posting everything. But anyways, I have to thank everybody that does submit to it and has continued to submit to it because it's a wonderful, wonderful thing for me. And then, of course, my StarPsychics.com. That is 10 years old, believe it or not. Oh, yes, 10 years old. Can you imagine that? 10 years old already, and I don't know where the time went. I've seen a lot of changes, of course, on the Internet with sites, mega sites that have combined their forces and made it a little difficult for sites like mine. But, you know, every site is different, and you respect every site. So I look at it this way. I don't compare myself to another site because Stars is one in its own. And I'm going to tell you a quick little story before I bring in my guest. When I was in America Online, there was a group of us, and they started a new website. Well, I went to them to show them how to collect money. They did not know how to do anything with money, and I love to do that. I mean, I'm really good at it because it's computers, you know. So I ended up starting at my own site, planetstars.com, and so I branched away from them, and they found out, and they got upset with me and my host because we were doing free readings in the chat room. And my host said to me, you know, it's not going to make it. And I said, oh, yes, it'll make it. I said, why not? She said, because they're not going to have you. She said, you are the driving force. They don't even know it, because she had already known me about 5 years from America Online when she was my host in my chat room. She said, they're just not going to make it. And they didn't. They folded. And I kept on. And I remember that every once in a while when I start to feel like, oh, I'm so small in a huge world. But we're really not small. We really are not. You know, when you do something for many, many years, you get well known, you know. So anyways, that's enough about me. But, oh, I want to tell you about my new rates that I've got. You've got to go to the site, stars with a Z, psychics.com. I added 5 minutes for $5. We have $1 a minute for the first-time clients. And then there's some other things there that you'll be able to participate in, better rates. If you know, the more you buy, the less you pay per minute and that. And it's we just changed those yesterday, so I'm hoping that that's going to give everybody an opportunity to utilize the readers that I have. And they all are screened by me. So it's not as though I throw them up on a site, you know, and say, well, here, off you go. No, I actually talk to them either on Skype or on the phone, something. Usually it's Skype, and talk with them and see what they're made of. I don't just do that. So you can know that there are not those on my site that are not trusted and worthy. So without further ado, let's bring in my guest, because I've already talked enough. I could talk all hour. We all know that. And she knows that too. But anyways, I want to bring in my guest. She's an author and a clairvoyant medium, Debbie Anderson. How are you today, Debbie?
I'm wonderful. And I love you when you were just talking there at the beginning, because I thought about, you know, you followed your dream, you followed your heart, you didn't want to be like anybody else, you wanted to be like Natalie, and that's
yep.
exactly what today we're going to be talking about. So
yes.
I want to begin with a quote from Socrates: to know thyself is the beginning of wisdom. Ain't that the truth? Like, the more we know ourselves and don't align ourselves with somebody else or something else, it is just amazing. And that was the reason I wanted to talk about this today, know thyself, because we all live in a world where sometimes we determine or evaluate how good we are compared to, say, a friend, a family member, work colleague, and sometimes a celebrity. Basically, everyone around us. I guess who we forgot. The most important person that knows every ounce and vibration. You. Absolutely. Like, this is going back to you, not going outside all the time, because it just makes me. So back in 2013, when I went on the road to share my first deck, the Vibrational Energy Oracle deck, many people would comment and say, oh, you're the next Doreen Virtue. And I would reply, no, I'm the first Debbie A. Anderson. And please, I was
right.
just stepping into my ego. Not at all. I wasn't being self-centered or narcissistic. I was coming from my heart, because I believed then, and I still do, that each of us have a purpose this lifetime. Maybe mine was to create oracle and affirmation decks, or maybe there is yet something undetermined that lies ahead of me. And none of us know that until we go inside and look at who we are. And the thing is, if I'd aligned myself to be the next Doreen Virtue, I would have been a fraud, a phony, a wannabe imposter. Because all we're doing is making ourselves, you know, honing ourselves in the image of that individual. And surely deep down inside, none of us want to be that great pretender, right? You know, we
That's
want
right.
to be
That's right.
ourselves. But sometimes we get lost in all the glitz and glamour around us and that kind of thing, that we forget who we are. Like, after all, if Picasso had followed all the great masters of his time, he would not have discovered and created all the amazing work he did during his lifetime. Like, he could have just followed the mainstream and said, no, I'm going to do it exactly as you did it. Instead, he discovered cubism, which isn't my fancy per se, but if he hadn't done that, he would not have opened that door to other artists to say, you know what, we don't have to stay mainstream here. We don't have to follow the pack. We need to create something for ourselves. And the thing is, I've always been a little strange in life. You know, like, come on, I saw dead people at an early age. So the thought of aligning myself to be like someone else was never a consideration.
Yes,
like,
that would be kind of strange when you're little and you say something to somebody, oh, I just saw a dead person. Really?
And of course, you know, I was always weird and different. So how could Debbie be anything more than Debbie? I couldn't be Doreen Virtue. I couldn't be Natalie. I couldn't be any of the people that were around me that I thought were incredible. Yes, I read amazing books that helped me, and I watched podcasts and things like that that helped me understand more about me. But when we forget about ourselves, You know, everything is lost because each of us, every single one of us have overcome hurdles, obstacles, and yes, sometimes had the poop kicked out of us. I know. I've been there, done that, had the scars. We know our strengths and we know our weaknesses. We know what hardships we can endure and have undergone. Even when, you know, there were times when I thought it was not humanly possible to pull through and out of something, I did. And you know that saying, what doesn't kill us but actually makes us stronger? It does, because this is when we go within and discover more about ourselves. And this time in history, more than ever before, ever, 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 the more we know and love who we are, the stronger we become inside and out. It's like a light goes on within us and we emit that signal, that vibration outside. And if you deliberate on what your purpose is from within your heart, going to your heart center, the more you will be guided. Like, nobody needs the guru other than the guru that is right inside of us. It's there. It's always been there. Sometimes, yes, we need a little prompt or we need a little hint or we need to see a sign that get confirmation that, you know, this is the right direction to go. But ultimately, you know, if somebody comes to me for a reading, per se, if they're just wanting a life reading and they're not wanting to connect with somebody from that has passed on in spirit, usually all I am doing is reconfirming something that they've already been told. But because they don't quite trust in themselves at that moment, they need somebody like me or you or all the amazing psychics, mediums, and tarot card and oracle card readers out there just to help them. But what we need to acknowledge at that point when that reader or that psychic or that seer is giving us that confirmation is, you know what? Next time I get something like this, I need to trust in it. I need to believe in it. Have faith, if you like. And, of course, trust is one of those little things that doesn't come with a guarantee. It doesn't come with a guarantee. It doesn't say, hey, here's your guarantee for 30 days. If you don't like me, throw me back out and you can get your money back. It's not like that. Trust has to be something we work on. And the more we deliberate, the more we go within, the more we're guided and the more that will be shown to us. So, you know, we've had 2 years of mixed confusion, division. Everything you could consider would not be possible in our lifetime, but it was thrown at us. And have we survived? Yeah, some of us with lots of scars, of course. But then we survived. We didn't give in. We didn't give up. And for many, during that time, this last 2 years, people have gone within. They spent time meditating, or they've read books, or they've allowed themselves to be enlightened in whatever way they want, whether it's thinking of a new career or changing direction in your actual life. But people are starting to do this, and they're asking the questions within themselves, like, what is my purpose in life? What is it? And, you know, maybe we need to stop and think. Maybe our purpose is to be the best mother or sister or brother, husband, wife, colleague, friend. Because the more you believe in you, the concept, the inspiration of you steps more into your spiritual consciousness. I hope I haven't lost anybody here because, you know, I want you to understand that, you know, you don't have to be the next Beyonce. You don't have to be the next Doreen Virtue. Be the best you you can be.
I'm a perfect example, Debbie. I'm a perfect example of what you're saying.
Absolutely. That's what I was loving when you were saying at the beginning that,
and
you know,
it's true. And, yeah, you know, but I, in the very beginning, I, you know, helped to run this huge club in Michigan with all kinds of psychics, mediums, crystal ball, all the whole thing. I took all the money, of course, but I helped to organize the whole thing. Really, I did most of it. And I would look at them at a moment in time, Debbie, and I'd think, why can't I do what they're doing? Well, I didn't dwell on it. I didn't know. I was an astrologer. I had my own thing going, but look what I'm doing now.
Absolutely. In 25 years, Nobody is you, Natalie. Nobody is Mystic Living. Nobody is stars. You are that. That's
yeah.
your creation. And people might go out there and try and be the imposter of you, but they never will be. Like, we can see something and go, oh, this is something I could do, but create
right.
it with you in mind, not aligning it to be like stars or Debbie
right.
A. Anderson or Doreen Virtue or Beyonce or whoever. You know,
right.
be that person you were born to be, that, you know, that God-given gift that's within inside of you, that is you. And maybe you bake bread, maybe you are the best gardener in the world that grows crops, maybe you're a farmer, maybe you're a seamstress, maybe you are the garbage collector that makes everything nice and clean for everyone. You know, and that is the big thing, this alliance with your higher self, the God within. You know, like, I'll quote the Bible here, because, you know, if we were made within the image of God, then guess what? We're all gods. Wow, doesn't that take us to a different level now? All of a sudden, you're a god. So what is a god possible to do? You know,
right.
anything that comes from within you, if it's heart-centered, and I use the expression heart-centered because the more we step into our heart, you can't be an ego. Because your heart is pure. It just says yes or no. It says, okay, we can try this. You know, that's it. Whereas your little ego, when you get into your ego, we get confused. We get lost.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd love to hear from anybody that's listening in that, you know, has gone through something to identify this self, this for themselves, within themselves. You know, creating you as a persona, not somebody else.
Well, you know, it's really true, and you know, I've conferred with you. I mean, I am very blessed. I have people all over the world that I can tap
yeah.
into because of the magazine, because they are like yourself and others that I can say, okay, I'm having a tough time. What do I do?
Yeah,
I need help, and that's another thing too, Debbie. I think when you know you need some help for direction, go
yeah.
to someone for direction.
Absolutely.
don't go be floundering around and you know, because like for me, it was my Mystic Living Today is a standalone. Yeah. It's one of my proudest accomplishments. I mean, Stars is too, but Stars, and I used to fight, believe it or not, with my webmaster. Well, we wouldn't fight, but we'd go toe-to-toe, and he'd say, you need to make your site like everybody else. No.
You don't. No.
I don't.
No.
He said, well, you
no.
need to make it white. No, that's not me. No, that color is Natalie. That you see on Star Psychics, that's me.
Yeah.
And so finally he said to me, and he's been working for me for 15 years. He said, well,
yeah.
I don't know why I argue with you. I said, well, then why do you argue with me? He said, because usually you're right. I said, well, then shut up.
Yeah, don't waste the time and energy. But again,
yeah, but see, that's what he tried me to do, wanted me to do, because you need to be like, if you want to be like the other sites, I said, but I don't want to be like them. I said, because the difference between Stars and the rest of them, and this is the most of them, the big ones, they're all about the money. I am not about the money. I'm
yeah.
out to give you the best people out there who can help to guide you. I'm not going to rip you off. And customer
no.
service
and
is from
love.
Me.
Yeah.
So, see, that's the difference. And so I'm a standalone. I'm a great example of going up against what everybody thought I should do. And, no, that's my color. That's me.
Well, the beautiful part about this, and, you know, I am so honored that you let me submit some articles and things like that every month. And I love the fact you just send out a little message. And like, oh, shoot, it's getting near the end of the month. I need to
get
a
reminder.
My-
Okay, it's time. Oh, well, it's like I'm relentless, Lauren. Oh, God, here she
yeah.
is. She's got. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I do
love
that.
It because you're almost, it's like, oh, my goodness. And then I sit down, and usually something comes out and splurts out of me, and then I send it to you. So I feel very blessed and honored that you want to share this in this amazing magazine. And, you know, the beautiful part about each of us, when we step inside, and you know, like you knew that you wanted it the way you wanted it, and the person you were working with at the time just didn't. They thought, you know, we've got to align you with everybody else, you know, a cookie cutter kind of thing so that she sits with everybody else. And you knew that that wasn't right. Your gut, your heart, or, you know, your intuition told you that, and you stood strong. And I love that. You have to stand strong. And sometimes
I went toe-to-toe with him. You know, he was actually adamant. You know, and this was not in the beginning. He actually chose the colors for me from the very beginning. He came over and he said, okay, go log onto your site. And there it was. It wasn't live yet, but I could get into it. And he said, what do you think? I said, that's me. That's perfect. So the color scheme has not really changed. Oh, there's some bells and whistles and that kind of stuff. And I love that color green. If you go to my site, you'll see that pretty green. And he said, why do you like that color? I said, because it goes with my blue. Oh, that's right. He says, you're blue. I says, yes, it's my blue. but you know, it's really funny because, you know, I mean, he's like, I don't know, 40. He's a young whippersnapper, 40 years old, you know. And I'll say to him, you know code, but I know everything else about the psychic world, the business. I've been doing this since I was on America Online. I've seen it all. And I said, so you have to listen to me. And now he says to me, okay, what do you think? And I said, and then, you know, I'll point and click. I like to point and click. If it doesn't work, it's not right. I'm pointing and clicking. That's with every website. But my site is very intricate because there's a lot of databases in there. But you have to stand strong, but you have to listen to yourself, like you said, Debbie. And if you have to go and talk to somebody that you trust, like I have a handful of people, you're one of them, of course, that I value what you have to say, because you are going, because you love me and you're going to give me your best.
Yeah.
And
that's,
I can trust you.
And sometimes, you know, many years ago, I was working on something and I thought, this is the best. But I just wanted that little confirmation, as it were. And I went to see somebody and the person said, you know, you're starting on this new adventure, which was true. And they're like, it's not going to be the adventure that it turns into. In other words, go on this adventure, but it's not going to be what you want it to be. And I was a little perplexed and confused, and I thought, oh, I'm one of these people anyway. And I always say to people, when you go to a psychic or a reader or whoever, don't give them information, please. Because for me personally, when I'm doing a reading, the less I know, the easier it is. Because if I know something, then my monkey brain goes into overdrive, and then anything else I get from that, even though it's coming from my heart, I'm going to double question, because I'm going to go, well, they've already just told me that, or this is something, oh, you know. So the less you give to a psychic or reader, the better it is and easier it is for them to give you the truth. And sometimes, you know, like, I didn't particularly like the truth I was getting, but I'm like, okay, so I'm going to go on this journey. I'm going to create this, but it's not going to be the ultimate of what I do. And it wasn't. But going on that journey helped me to understand all the other things that I needed to do. And that's sometimes it, you know, like sometimes it feels like you go along the pathway and you hit a brick wall and like, well, spirit guided me along here. This is what I thought I should do. Yes, because everything you gained up to that point is now in your toolbox and can be taken and placed into something else. And it was, you know, I didn't have a website at that point and I was doing something else and I got all tied up in it. And then I realized, no, that wasn't the direction, but I needed that experience, that understanding. And if you like, that wisdom that I got from that experience to go on and do what I wanted. And when Spirit said to me, hey, you're going to create a deck, an oracle deck, the first thing I actually did say was, you've got the wrong person here. You need Doreen Virtue.
Well, and we have to mention your website, too. I mean, I know we're talking a lot, but it's called vibrational-energy.com. And you have a world of information and all the decks. We want to get into all that. But continue with this, because I think sometimes people need to hear that, you know, I think I was talking to you, and you said to me, because we did a Zoom, and you said, what are you hearing? What are you hearing? And I heard expand. And and then there was another gal that I've known her for 25 years. She, you know, I did Reiki. She's She's really huge with that. She's got all the modalities. And I asked her. She looked over the site. She says, well, there's no dark energy on it, because sometimes people try to do something. They'll only get so far with it if you believe in it, which I do not. But she said, I'm doing a thorough cleanse, and she said to me, I'm going to tell you what to do.
Wow.
And the first thing she said was, change your prices. Hold tight. Hold tight. And that's what I've done yesterday.
Perfect.
Hold tight, she said, because business will really pick up for you. But, you know, all of a sudden, and you know I was distraught. I mean, I have to admit that I didn't know how I was going to continue with this. I mean, I have had a surplus in the account on PayPal. You know, I wasn't worried about that. But what I didn't like was all these people logging on and not making anything. That was hurting me. You know, I had my little talks with God. Okay, all right, what's going on? You know, you want me, and everybody calls me an earth angel, and I agree to that. But I said, you want me to do all these things, but I need a door to open. I need doors to open. I need to bring some money. It's not for me. It's for them. It's not for me. Just like anybody listening, this is not for me. This is for you. I do this all for you. Beautiful Debbie is on right now giving you all of her words of wisdom because she wants to give it out to the world. She wants people to know. And this is right. What you're saying is so right, and I'm telling you, I can attest to all of it. And then all of a sudden, though, it took me a couple of weeks, Debbie, to get through this. And you kept writing, well, how's it going? How are you doing? I mean, you know, your little notes, little tidbits. You see, she never let go of me because she knew this was hurting me. And she knew what I was made of. And I'm not, you know, I love people, as we all know. And I love the radio show, and so I was really worried because it would all collapse. Well, it's not going to collapse because Natalie's got her big shoes on now, and she's stomping through it all. And that's what you have to do. So, Debbie, you're so right. You know, know thyself and be true to thyself.
Absolutely.
Don't let somebody sway you. Oh, this is not going to work. I mean, I've heard it from people. My webmaster was one of them. No, he didn't tell me to quit. He didn't tell me to quit. I said, never tell me to quit. Never. I will never do that. Yeah. And by goodness, you knew.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I was just so blessed when I'd had this conversation with Spirit and, you know, accepted. And it took a while for me to accept, okay, I'm going to create an Oracle deck. And I thought, shoot, I have no idea how to do this. Like, I've used Oracle decks. I've used Tarot decks. I've used all those kind of things in my years. And that was where trust came in. And, you know, I was so blessed because Chris, my husband, my partner, my confidant, if you like, he said, well, you know, do it. You know, just see where it goes. I'm like, yeah, but I know nothing. And he
but you did more than one.
Well, I've done four now, you know. And I've done two oracles and two affirmations. But, you know, it was that. And then meeting with a local, printer, et cetera, you know, and I did get offered a publishing contract, but I didn't want it. I didn't feel like it was the right direction for me. And I'm blessed that I didn't do that. Sometimes I have
to. That's how I feel about mine.
But
that's exactly how I feel about mine.
Yeah, because now it's like, you know, Spirit always said to me as a young woman when everything had collapsed around me, you will never want. We will always make sure you are provided for. And as you say, like when you're in that situation of like, you know, it's for everybody else, but I do need the money. I need the resources. I need all of this information and stuff there to have around me. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Right.
And yes, sort of always come through for me. You know, like 2 years ago, we sold everything in Canada and moved to Mexico, Mazatlan. And
That's a big change.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But again, Spirit had said many, many years ago, I was leaving England and I was going to Canada. And people said, also, Canada is going to be your new home. And this is how I answered, for now. Holy Hannah. I sat and deliberated on that for quite a long time afterwards until Spirit said, you've got to trust us. I'm like, okay. And, you know, I've been 20, 25, 26, 27 years in Canada. And then all the things went crazy. And, you know, I heard from Spirit, you know, because Chris and I had talked about it, and he said, you know, maybe we should sell the condo. And I listened to Spirit, and they said, yeah, you just need to find the right person to sell it for you. I found the realtor, and that, again, is through listening, guiding, you know. I heard, you need to speak to Debbie. And I'm like, but I am Debbie. I'm speaking to me. What? And it was a different Debbie. It was somebody in my Facebook group. And I, you know, sent her a message. And I said, okay, you're going to think I'm crazy, but you know what I do. I heard from Spirit, you know a realtor. You can connect us with that's on the right, you know, thinking or, you know, vibration as myself. And she said, oh, my God. She said, this is so eerie. I was just talking to my friend who is a realtor and telling her that you guys live full-time in Mexico now. I said, connect us. And I spoke to Kathy, who was a realtor. And, you know, I said to her, okay, I'm hearing from Spirit, you know, like go and have a look at our place and give us a price and so on. She came back and I said, well, I'm hearing from Spirit that this is going to be sold within 2 weeks. I said, oh, come on, Debbie, look, I haven't even listed it yet. I said, this is what I'm hearing. Do you trust me? And she said, well, okay, fine. You know, she had that down in her voice, like, you know, somebody, because she was all new to what I do. Anyway, it sold within 2 weeks. And, you know, she's a believer now, not in me, but, you know, that we need to trust in what we're given.
Tell me something. Why did you go to Mexico?
Oh, well, this is the weirdness. Again, you know, sometimes we have to trust in the formula. So we've been coming to Mazatlan for over six or seven years, and it happened by mistake. How does something happen by mistake? Okay, so we lived in Canada, and where we were, we didn't want to be in winters there. So we were originally looking at going to Colombia for a vacation over the winter months, like 5 or 6 months over winter, just to ease our bones kind of thing. And it wasn't coming together, and, you know, it was dead in the water. And we went to a luncheon where one of the ladies there knew that we were looking for Colombia. And she said, oh, how's it going? I said, dead in the water. We got winter in Canada. And she said, oh, really? What do you think about Mazatlan? I said, where the heck is Mazatlan? That's how ignorant my geography is. She said, it's in Mexico. It's a beautiful beach resort and town and everything. It's just that a friend of mine can't get there this year, and she's looking for somebody to take over her rental because she doesn't want to lose it. Would you be interested? Of course, the little lights went on. I'm like, sure. So that's how we ended up in Mazatlan. So again, sometimes when we're going along that road, we hit that brick wall, and what we're thinking we're going to do is we were dead set on Colombia. We wanted to go and explore it, and it just wasn't coming together. The prices were out of reach and, you know, all those things that were going, no, 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 no. And then I just let go. You know that let go, let God thing? I'm like, okay, winter in Canada. We'll just keep the heating on and stay inside and look at the fluffy snow outside. And
yeah, goodbye,
well,
snow. Yeah. I'm from Michigan, I know. Land of ice and snow is what I call it. I'm in South Carolina now. I wouldn't go back there at all, ever. Ever. But, you know, you're talking about that, how things worked out. I used to come down here. My son moved here first, and you're going to love this one. And so all the three of us had a business up north, and I thought, oh, how am I going to ever get down here because I have a business and a house to sell, right? So I came down here the last time to see him, and he wasn't married then, and he was very close. It's still very close to me. My husband passed, but he's very close. And he would follow me, and this is the truth. When we would go down a road called 278, he'd go from gas station to place till he couldn't see us anymore. Well, I saw that last summer, and I was in the car. My husband was driving because he was around them, and I said out loud, I said, okay, God, I'm not making a deal, but this is what I'm saying. I will move down. This is the last summer I'm coming down to see my son and watch him cry and me cry because I'm leaving. You either do something or I will do it. Okay? Yep. So we got back home. I still had the business. I still had my home. I went into the business. Within about 3 or 4 days, a man handed me a card. And he said to me, read the card. It said, yeah. I want to buy your business.
Yeah.
Okay, and this was just before 9/11.
Mm.
This was we sold the house just before 9/11.
Wow.
Yeah, talk about divine intervention, divine order.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely, because I. But you see, with me, I have to talk out loud. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I'm thinking here, you know, and we would not have probably sold the house. We would have sold the business, but not the house. We sold that in 9 days.
Yeah.
By October 31st, I was down here living.
Yeah, wow.
And I've never looked back. And I've been oh so grateful because I'm 6 minutes from my son, my granddaughter, my daughter-in-law. I have a dear friend on Hilton Head Island, which is, you know, probably 20, 25 minutes away. But nonetheless, mm-hmm. that was because I listened.
Yeah. And here's the thing. As soon as we ask the questions or we throw up, you know, sometimes I throw my fist in the air at spirit.
Yeah.
Like it's not all peaches and cream and honey and, you know,
yeah,
happy,
that's right.
You know, sparkles and kind of thing. Sometimes, you know, I go, like, why did this happen? Why did this happen? You know, like, show me the way now. Like, you made this happen or this has happened because of me not listening or because of me thinking I knew better. But when we start to listen or ask the questions of spirit, okay, what is my purpose? What is my life purpose? What do I need to do? And then we start following the signs, okay? So years ago, I was driving along I'll step back from that. A girlfriend of mine many years ago said, look, there's a lady here in England. She doesn't know whether she should go to Australia or not. And I said, oh, okay. She said, would you have a chat with her? I said, sure, okay. So I said to her, like, you know, what are you feeling here? And she said, well, oh, no, it was Canada. She wanted to go to Canada. Sorry, I was thinking of something else. She wanted, you know, her husband was being offered a job in Canada. Would it be the right place? And I said, well, what do you think? And she said, well, I don't know. And I said, well, ask that question of yourself. Is moving to Canada going to be the best thing for my family and I? And she had young children, so I could understand her resistance there. And so, anyway, I spoke to her she sent me a message about a week later. She said, well, I don't know whether this is a sign or not. I said, okay, sure. So she said, well, I'm driving along. And, you know, I live in a small little village in the UK. And all of a sudden, this little van truck pulls out in front of me. And there's a big flag of Canada on the back. I've never seen anything like that here. And I said, well, what do you think? And she said, I don't know. I said, do you want further proof? That's what you're telling me. And she said, well, I suppose so, yeah. So, you know, I can't see why there would be a flag of Canada on the back of a truck in the UK in my small little village. So I said, okay, so ask again. Was that confirmation that, you know, Canada
yeah.
is where my family and I should be? Like, we can do this. We can ask again in a different way, you know.
But you have to be ready for the answers. You have to be,
absolutely.
You know, you can't have yourself in this little box and think, yeah. well, somebody's going to knock on the door and say, here, Natalie, okay, this is what you're supposed to do. You have to listen to yourself. You have to,
yeah.
you just have to. And you know what? I've got more callers. Can we get into some cards? I think that's what they want to do. I'm thinking. They're probably saying,
okay.
Oh, my God, time's 20 to 2. No, I have until an hour and a half, 90 minutes with Debbie, so not to worry. But then I want to get back to this, and I want to talk about your site, and I want to talk about your cards
sure.
and talk about you. You're such a wonderful
okay.
lady. Okay, here, I've got Carla on the line. She's been diligently listening, and we had a chat before.
So, Carla.
Okay, Carla, you're live on the air with Debbie.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Carla.
Thank you both.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for being part of our journey that we're sharing with you because, you know, these are all just parts of what we've experienced in our life, and I'm sure you have had many that you've experienced in yours, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so actually,
yes.
Go ahead. I actually know my life purpose. I'm working on it and taking courses. So I'm good with that, but I do, like, there's a particular situation that I know you said you don't like to know too much. There's one burning question I have, and I'm wondering whether the cards will give me some clarity.
I'm going to shuffle the vibrational energy oracle. One is just banged out, and I'm telling you, if you could see this life, you would have gone, woo, it flew out. And
okay.
I think people want a card flies out. So here's the thing. You are the driving force of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
This burning question is, do not be distracted or detracted off the road you're going. Okay, do you understand that? Keep your eye on the ball, your eye on the prize, whatever you like to do. Because when you are in that energy, in that vibration, spirit is saying, you know it. Okay, you know thyself, you know what you need to do. It's when you get the distractions outside of that that pull us off track. So you can't be pulled off track at the moment because the journey you're on, you can't see the end yet, okay, which none of us can see. I don't know what the end of my journey is going to be in what I'm doing. Is it going to change? Is it going to evolve? Is it going to stop? But you're listening to spirit. So with this question you've just asked me, you already do know the answer. And as hard as it may seem to follow through with that, you know ultimately that is the direction you need to go. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess it's a matter of timing. I mean, I can, let me just,
time is infinite.
I'm trying to sell my condo, and it's
taking
longer than I thought.
Don't tell me anything more.
Okay.
So what I'm hearing from Spirit is you don't know where you're going to go. There is why your condo has not sold. So now I need you in your physical way to decide where you want to go. What do you see as your next home or your next journey with that? Once you have set that into place, the rest of it will happen.
I have a fairly good idea of where I want to go. I know the state.
So start putting that into work, into play. All right, so even if you write down on a piece of paper, I want to live here, and this is what I want for my home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then you let go of where you are. Okay, do you understand what I mean by letting go of it?
Yeah. No, I do. I do. I mean,
sometimes
I'm trying to manifest. I'm looking at homes, Debbie. I'm looking at homes and enjoying, like visualizing myself enjoying the space. I've already visualized somebody else buying my place. I just feel like, okay, I feel like the energy isn't working with me. I just feel like, you know, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I know this stuff.
Okay.
I know this,
right.
You know, I know what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. So you need to let go of where you are. And I mean let go of the memories that are there, maybe the heartaches, maybe the changes, everything else. So I usually go from room to room when we work as years ago, we were living in British Columbia, and it took over 2 years to sell our property there. I was getting to the desperate point of like, what the heck is going on here? You tell us to sell, and now it's 2 years later and nothing?
Yeah.
And somebody said to me, you need to say a prayer in each room and thank that room for the energy, for the memories and everything that you had in that room. And I know that because I said, and the bathroom, really? The toilet? You've got to be kidding me. There are memories here I don't want to go through. But anyway, it's giving the prayer to release it. And it's almost like, now I need to go, and somebody else is going to come here that's going to love you and cherish you and be whatever. Because we lived in a huge house, and it was way too big for two people. We just needed something smaller. So I visualized a family being in there, laughter and all of those kind of things. So try doing that, moving from room to room, especially rooms where you have spent a lot of time in. And try that and then let it go. And that's when we put it up to God and we say, you know what, universe, let it go. And then focus only on your new place, where you're going to, what it's going to be like, how you're going to get there. Even put a timing in it. Like, do you feel that August is going to be something coming up there really quickly in August? Now, I know we're in May, June, July, August. That's only 3 months from now.
I've already been waiting so long. I was hoping for something this month, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. So sometimes all right. So let's take a moment here. Are you with me on this? Are you playing? Okay.
So I'm hoping mm-hmm. you're sitting somewhere where you can close your eyes.
Yes.
Okay. Take in a nice deep breath. Take it right down to your solar plexus, down to your belly button. And then release it really, really slowly, saying, my property is sold.
My property is sold.
And then take it in again. Same thing. As you exhale.
My property is sold, yes.
Now my third one, when you take that in, I want to, as you exhale, say, I am in my new home.
I'm in my new home.
Do that on a regular basis so you don't get caught up in why is this taking so much time, because we go into our ego, our self, our monkey mind, okay? And then what happens is we create a distraction. So anytime you're feeling, why hasn't it sold whatever, do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do those three breaths, and that third breath, see yourself. But I'm getting a sense of August for you. I know it's not what you want. But maybe it's going to take till August to have everything completed.
Right. That could be.
Yeah.
I've been patiently waiting. And, of course, there have been periods where I haven't been so patient. But it's been on the market for,
Yeah.
And I'm just so eager. I know this is the right move for us, you know, and my family and financially. It just makes sense. So I'm just like, you know, I really, really want something to happen. So I'm hoping you're right that maybe by August. You do see it happening, though. Like,
I see it happening, but you have to stop the distraction on you.
Right. No, I'm trying to
focus. And I understand that. You know, there were some years ago where, you know, I had no money, you know, and I mean, I had no money. It was getting Christmas time, and I'm like, okay, I've got a young son here. What can I, you know, I want him to have a Christmas. But I couldn't even afford a turkey. That's how bad it was. I couldn't even afford to buy a turkey. So a friend of mine said, I got a chicken here. Would you like it? I would love it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
having that chicken, I didn't have to find the money to buy the turkey. So I bought my son one small chicken. And it was the best Christmas I had ever had. But up until that point, I was putting in, why is this happening to me? All the stuff you said you'd always provide for me, blah, 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 blah. I got caught into my monkey mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what we can do. That distracts us. Whereas when I went straight back into my heart center and I went, okay, I can't afford the turkey, but, you know, let me have something. And then, so it was a chicken. You know, people are going, so you had a chicken for Christmas?
You're right.
I actually had a chicken. You know, like I didn't have anything at this point. I had potatoes and vegetables because I grew, you know, had vegetables
something
there
to celebrate. I've been so excited when we listed and I just kept like, okay, when nothing was happening, it's gonna happen. I had just so much faith and positivity, and it gets to a point where you're just like, you know, okay, when is it gonna happen? Come on.
Yeah, two years at our property in BC and you know, 2 weeks.
Look at what happened to me.
Look
what happened to me. It was because my purpose was to be near my son, not to be where I was in Michigan anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's another thing, you know, and this is from, I don't know if you're Catholic or not, you can put a statue of Saint Joseph. They actually have.
Yeah, I've
you
done
put
that.
It,
I've done that, girl. I've done that.
Oh, you have, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have it in the right place?
Yes, I do. I think so. Yes, I've done it. I've used it before. I'm not Catholic.
Okay, and like Debbie said,
something
may be keeping you there. There must be something keeping you there. Don't you think so, Debbie?
Yeah, it could be that you've, that's why I say the house can be holding you, not hostage per se, but, you know, when we...
Like a bad movie. It's holding you.
Well, not quite like some kind of horror movie, but when I did the cleansing and I went from room to room, what I was realizing is there were so many memories made in that house that I had to let that go. Like, their memories, and sometimes people actually take a little jar of salt. Again, this is up to you. Take a little jar of salt and sugar. Take your memories in and let them be in that jar of salt and then seal it. And then when you get to where you're going to, you open that lid, and the memories become part of what you're creating there. But, yeah.
You know what it is with me? I don't even have that many memories. I haven't been here that long. I'm not. I would say I'm not attached. I am so ready to go. So there hasn't, you know, my
maybe
kids
the
aren't
house
even,
is holding you.
Yeah. They weren't even raised here. This is just, yeah, I thought it would work out, and it hasn't. Mm-hmm.
If you're not feeling comfortable with your realtor, because that was something when we were looking for a realtor to sell our condo in Ontario, I had spoken to three different realtors, and I'm like, I'm not feeling it with you. You're not listening to me. You're not hearing this. And that's when, you know, I just went, okay, Spirit, you're telling us to sell, and you need to send me the right realtor. And that's when Kathy came onto our radar through me meditating and sleep dreaming and getting all those kind of things. So maybe it's your realtor as well. You know, that's a possibility.
Yeah. I felt like he was sent to me. I just bumped into him, and I don't know. I just felt like I felt like he was supposed to help. And I really feel like it's a matter of just being on all the sites. Realtors can only do so much. Honestly, they don't do a hell of a lot. They're just there to sort of coordinate the appointments. For all practical purposes, it's having the right photos and being on all the sites and letting people see. They use the internet these days to find a place. So I don't even think this is a realtor. I'm just getting impatient, really, guys. This is
you're getting
how long has it been up for sale, Carla?
It's been about 4 months now. And I've lowered the
price. Is the price too high? Are you asking too much?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm pretty competitive, and I've even lowered it just to try to help stimulate, you know, some action.
I will sell. And where are you going to go? Where do you want to go?
I want to go to New Jersey.
And where are you at now?
Yeah. In New York.
Oh, you want to go to New Jersey. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hearing August, so go with it, but keep focused. Maybe this is trying to sell it is becoming a distraction for you. Keep focused on what you want to do, like the driven part. Like,
I want to say it might be, you won't move out until August. It doesn't mean it will not sell till August. It takes time.
Right.
I mean, it takes 3 months with the paperwork and the this and the,
paperwork.
Just
hang
on. Just hang tight.
Yeah.
I think you should listen to Debbie. Right. I think it's right.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
All right. Very good. I'm not giving up.
All right.
I'm in there. Thank you so much,
guys.
No,
and thank you for calling in.
Natalie and Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless.
You have
Bye-bye.
An awesome day.
You too.
Okay. Let's go to my next caller. I have, I have two more waiting. They're probably pulling their hair out. No, they're not.
Sorry, people.
Hi. You're live on the air with Debbie. This is Natalie. How can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Christine.
Sorry, I didn't hear what your name was, sweetie.
My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Do you want me to just pull a card and go with it and see what we get?
Sure.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do, because this is where you participate in this journey as I do it. So think about what answer you're looking for today. Just take a, you know, nice breath in and, you know, connect with that question that you want an answer to today, okay?
Okay.
And then just peace, and then let's see what card comes out. You're shuffling away here, and the cards are going, hang on a minute, just give me a good shuffle. Okay. And, I think that's a card there. Oh, okay, and that one didn't quite fly out. It was just sticking out from all the other cards. And it's actually called Smell the Roses. So I get the sense that at the moment, whatever you're caught up in or doing, you're not being who you really are, Christine. Okay? You're distracted. Okay? Taking time to smell the roses in a literal sense or a metaphorical sense is going to be very important to you at the moment. You can't. It's almost like you're wanting to change things, but Spirit is saying to you, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. That's what I'm hearing. And you're wanting to change things because obviously, you know, it's either we're not happy with something or we want something better or whatever,
And Spirit is saying it is going to be something better, but you have just got to focus on taking time out for you. Okay, and hey, I know in my lifetime I was always struggling. You know, I was in corporate world, so I worked and I had a son and all of those kind of things, and it was never like as easy as, oh yeah, let's just take time out for me. Let's, you know, go for a walk, or let's just do something for me. There was always something that needed to be done for everybody else. But mm-hmm. I think this is where we lose sight of ourselves, because whether mm-hmm. you're going to have a pamper day or you're just going to go and drive off, like a lot of times I would just get in my car and just drive somewhere to, you know, water, because water's always my connection. That I would sit there and watch the water or go for a walk or something like that. As long as I was near water, I was good. And do that for you. Like, take time to smell the roses, because you can't change what is going on at the moment. But the more you get caught up in the distraction or the upset of it or the pain of it, because I'm getting the sense it's a pain, the less you are connected to you. Okay?
Okay.
And the change
okay.
will come. It will come. Okay? But not quite at this moment. All right?
Okay.
I think you need to have your focus on what you want. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I think up till now you've had what everybody else wants. You know, I got to do – it's crazy. Women – especially, and sorry, gentlemen, I don't mean to be unkind to you, but women always put themselves right at the very back of the lineup. I'm right at the back of the queue there. Everybody else is coming before me. My work colleagues, my friends, my family, my kids, my husband, my wife, whatever. You know, we always put everybody else ahead of you. But I need you to be selfish, okay? Looking after self first at the moment.
Okay.
And do that. And, yeah, it's going to... excuse my language, piss off a few people around you, but guess what? They are capable. That's what I'm hearing from Spirit. They are capable. All right, so take that time for you. Smell the roses and do something for you. Even, you know, because I had a young mom say, you know, I haven't got time. I said, okay, 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day. You shut off your phone. You shut off everything. You take yourself to wherever you need to be and have that 5 minutes for you. Not thinking mm-hmm. about anybody else, not thinking about the washing or the cooking or the cleaning or whatever it is you have to do, just you, okay? So give yourself that, and that yourself will come from that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, we have one more, and then we'll finish up with you. Well, I'm going to finish up with you. That doesn't sound
finish
good. I'm just going to finish you.
I'm
no,
out of here.
No. Here's one more call. Hi, this is Natalie. You're live on with Debbie. Do you have a question for her?
Yes.
Okay.
And what's your name?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you for calling in. So do you have a specific question? Or, you know, as I say, the less I know, the better. So if it's something you're wanting an answer to, as I said to the lady before, just take a moment to connect with what you want an answer for. Okay? So just take a nice, gentle breath into your body, down to your solar plexus, and back out and release it out. What I am hearing from Spirit, and there's a lady in Spirit, okay, and she's saying, you need to get going. Okay, and she's talking with that like little croaky little old lady voice kind of thing. You need to get going. Okay, so I'm not sure who this is in your family, but whoever it is, it's almost like you've been sitting on a log, a lump, something, and it's like, you need to get going. Get going, get going. Almost like you're going to be late for something. Okay, so I hope that connects with what the question was. Let me just see. Okay. So the card that flew out was shift it. You need to get going. You need to shift it, lady. All right. You are more connected to your third eye than you realize. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
You get answers, but you are not following through. Okay? Sometimes we put excuses And I've done it. Oh, my gosh. I'm the queen of excuses. I'm a Taurian, okay? So Taurians are slow and stubborn. It takes a good kick up the hymie for me to actually get moving with something sometimes. So get your shift on. Because you know you're losing momentum. All right?
Yep.
The momentum of you. And again, this is all about know thyself today. So you know thyself, but you're not believing it yet. And I want you to believe it, lady, because, you know, I need to do the hallelujah chorus here. Believe it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Others around you, some are supportive and some aren't. Here's what I say to anybody. The ones that aren't supportive, don't even give them the air that you breathe out of your body. And I don't mean that unkindly, but don't. You know, the naysayers, we all have them in our life. I have some still. And I love them, but I don't necessarily like them. Right? Which is okay. We can love somebody, which is much better than liking somebody. So don't let the naysayers take you in the wrong direction, because they have up till now. Now your eyes are open, and I'm talking about your third eye. And for anybody that is in awareness of this, we have a fourth eye, which is in the back of our neck. That's opening too. That's where our thymus is, the hypothalamus there. That's our fourth eye. So it's being activated. So you know that literally I can see things out of the back of my head. Well, it's in the neck area, just, you know, at the bottom of the skull there. So if that is happening for you, which I'm getting a sense it is, and you're not understanding why, accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with this, and I don't know what you do for your job, your work, but this year is going to be a year of wisdom and learning for you. 1 year of wisdom and learning. And although it may feel like you can't get on do, if you don't have this wisdom and learning, then all is lost anyway. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm hearing doubt in your voice. Or I'm sensing doubt.
I'm going through some hard times finding a place to live kind of thing. And also I keep wanting to have motivation when I don't have motivation and I don't know how to create it. I'm like, well, I was gonna exercise a lot, but now I just feel like I'm just gonna lay in bed the whole time and not exercise. And I can't write in my notebooks anymore or anything.
Okay, so why can't you write your notebooks anymore? I'm asking that question as a rhetorical question, i.e. I don't want you to answer to me, I want you to answer to yourself. Okay.
Well, basically, I just kind of feel like I got a limpness of spirit. Like my hand doesn't want to write anymore. It just says, I don't want to. It kind of says that to me, you know?
Okay, so maybe it is a timeout for you, but during that timeout, you don't have to be limp spiritually. Wisdom and learning for 1 year. That's what I heard. Wisdom and learning for 1 year. So maybe you're not supposed to write. Maybe you're supposed to read or listen. And from that, you will get the inspiration. Okay. I get the sense you're being so hard on yourself here, sweetie. And I don't want you to be hard on yourself. Or spirit doesn't want you to be hard on yourself. And this lady in spirit that sort of speaks with a like little croaky voice. It's saying, like, you know, get out there, do it. Go, 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 go. Like,
oh, wait. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
How do I take back the power over me that all these strangers and family members and people I hardly know and I do know and all that, they all have a power over me, and I can't seem to shake it and become my own power?
Okay, so this is what I do when I feel that somebody is sucking the lifeblood out of me, okay? Spiritual lifeblood, not literal lifeblood. is I see all the cords coming from, and I see it like an umbilical cord. Think of a baby, and there's a patch with an umbilical cord. This is what happens with all these people around us. Take a sharp pair of scissors and see yourself cutting each one, and as you release them, let them go with love. Like, thank you. I always say with something like that, thank you for being in my life. Thank you for what you've brought to me. And now it's time to say goodbye with love. So something like that. You'll have your own words. And then release them. Okay? Nobody needs the naysayers in their life. Because God Almighty, and I mean that literally, they can bring you down like a pack of bricks being laden on your back until the point you're so flat on the ground, you feel like you're almost being buried. You can't breathe. And if you think of something falling on you on your back and you being pushed into the earth, you can't breathe. So you need to get that breath of life back into you. Cut the cords. Let them go. Let them go with love. And don't entertain their, as I call it, their bullshit tricks to get back in your life. Okay, so I have a very toxic mother. I will share this on air here. A very, very toxic mother. And I let her go some years ago. And she's divorced from my father, and I had to go back to England. Didn't have to go back. I went back to England to say goodbye to my father. And she wanted to meet with me, and I hadn't had any contact with her for maybe 7 or 8 years. And my brother said, look, please, Mum wants to meet with you. And I said, look, I sense she's not changed, but I'll do it for you. I'm not doing it for me. And I went to have lunch with her, and immediately I saw exactly who she was. And I stepped into my power, because with mothers, you know, we don't want to upset them and be rude and stuff. And I had been rude to her when I cut those ties with her many years ago. And she started to talk about something, and I said, no, that is not going to happen. We've got a long way to go before we get to that stage. And I saw her face drop. And at that moment, although what I had said to her was very, she felt was very unkind, when I said it, my power was there, and it was not said with any malice or any hatred or anything. And I could have said many, many things for the things she's done to me over the years, but I didn't. And that was the most powerful moment for me in my life with my mother. So think of that as the experience here that I'm sharing with you of how we can love somebody, but we don't have to like them. We don't have to have them in our lives. And she still is not in my life fully. Okay? I occasionally send her a message. I wish her a happy birthday, Merry Christmas, Happy Mother's Day, and things like that. That's it. That's my communication. And she's never overstepped that mark. And so this is where we have to set the parameters on our spiritual journey for ourselves and step into our power. So hopefully that helps you, sweetie.
Okay.
Right, but your limpness at the moment, do something else. If you can't write, then read, then learn, then listen. Even if it's watching a goofy movie that makes you laugh, the vibration of laughter, my gosh, that lifts you up higher than you can ever imagine. Don't buy into the story that is going on in the world outside. Don't buy into the story that people are trying to tell you, because you don't. You know it's not right. And yes, that may seem like a lonely existence at the moment, but you can ride this through. You've done it before. Okay?
Yes.
Just don't give up on you, okay? Because you are the most powerful individual. Go within your heart.
Okay.
Spend time there. Have those questions. You know, I always say to people, because people say, well, how can I speak to spirit? I don't understand it. And I'm like, just before you go to bed at night, with all your electronics and everything switched off, because you don't need that, ask a question of spirit. And then when you wake up in the morning, get a sense of what happens. And it may not happen immediately. You know, I always say to people, you know, we live in a nanosecond, I want fries with that world. Sometimes it takes time, but we keep asking that question, and we may have to rephrase it. And then allow that feeling, that sense, that communication, those little sprinkles of breadcrumbs that we get left for us to follow to be there. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Love and bless you.
Have a good day.
Good day.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, I have a couple more callers, but I'm thinking here we probably should talk a little bit more about you and finish up. I mean, it's like 10 after. Because when it's on the half hour, they'll cut me off. Cut me right off. So those that are still listening, I just want to get back to Deb a little bit and finish up and talk about her cards and a little bit more about what everybody should be doing. And listening to you, you know, Debbie, with these beautiful people that have called in, you're right on target. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, we all have our own ways of talking. I go right to God. I do my talk in the morning. Sometimes it's a dissertation. Sometimes it's pretty strong. But I'm different. You know, all of these beautiful people, they're looking for things. They want help. I want to move forth and all that. That's not my objective. So, see, I can do it that way. But we all have to find, like you said, your own way to listen.
Yeah.
And I really thought I was going to lose all of my stuff.
Yeah.
But there was a part of me inside. You know, my son said, oh, mother, this is stressing you, blah, blah, blah. But I did get rid of one of my stressors in my life. So that person that just called, sometimes you just have to say bye-bye.
Yeah.
And you have to recognize who and what that stressor is. And I did.
Yeah.
And that's when I started. I turned the corner, walked down this other street, so to speak, and all of a sudden I figured it out.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take a lot. You just got to listen. And I didn't listen to anybody. I listened to you, and there's a couple of others. I listened to your words of wisdom that helped to guide me. But what you did is you had me thinking about what I was hearing and what I was not hearing. But I sometimes I'm pretty tough on God in the morning. Trust me. You know, I'll just say, now, what did you call that just happened? If it's in the world, now I'm talking about the world.
Yeah.
You know, that's not good. I want to know the purpose behind, because, you see, I'm always questioning, but that's just me. That's just how I am. And I want to change things. I want to make a better life for people. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I can be fine. And so can you be fine, Debbie, because that's who we are. It's all these beautiful people.
And,
you know, okay,
more
so.
We get to know ourselves, the best, you know, ourselves is the best relationship you will ever have. Okay?
Right. Now, your site is vibrational, vibrational-energy, energy.com. I want to remind people that they can go there. You have things there that they can do. They can join your community. You have a free meditation.
Yep.
And, you know, you're answering these questions for these lovely people. I mean, I love it when people call in. I really do.
Yeah.
Because they're finding us. They're not finding us on Facebook. They're finding us on Blog Talk Radio because they're seeking the shows for today. And when they call in, and there's probably been six of them now, there's still two waiting, they found something that resonated with what I put in because that's what you sent to me. I ad-lib a little in there, put a little something extra in there. But besides that, you see how important it is that they are connecting to Deb. So do you want to take two more calls? And then because I have 15 minutes, and then they'll kick me off.
So the bottom line here is you head down a pathway and discover it's not what you want. Change direction. Reset your spiritual compass and choose a different way for you. That's it. Like Rumi said, don't be satisfied with stories, how things have gone with others. Unfold your own myth. You know, that's the biggest thing here. And when people say to me, what's my purpose? I usually find the best you can be at any given time. You know,
and we all have something that we do. You know what I do? When I was kind of like, it wasn't a dark place, but I was struggling. I watched a movie. I watched the same movie. I mean, I probably know the dialogue. I mean, I have my favorites, and I watch it over and over because it took my mind off of everything else because I love. So that's another thing. And music. Listen to music.
Well.
It takes you someplace else.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love
because sometimes you overthink things, Debbie. You know that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you and then you're in this pit that you can't even crawl out of. It's
absolutely
true. Or go outside. And everybody knows about my deer that I feed and my ducks, and they're laying eggs, so I have all the little babies, and I'm in my glory. I can't. And I have this cat that's the boss. I have a boss cat.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, let's go to do two more quick questions, and then we can finish up with my Debbie.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Okay, here. Hi there, this is Natalie. You're live on with Debbie. Do you have anything you want to ask her? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, would you like to ask Debbie a question?
Yeah, but I'm not sure I should ask it, actually.
Let's just see what comes out in the cards. And what's your name, sweetie?
My name is Ashiel. My question, to be honest with you, is regarding my love life. So whatever I can get.
Hey, let's
love life, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, let's see. Okay. All right, okay. The card fell out, and it's clean sweep. Okay, so I'm getting the thought here from Spirit. It's time to clean house in a metaphorical way. Time to release, let go of whatever is going on in your world related to your love life. It's time to move on. It's time to open the door, open the window, let it out. Let it go. So if this is some way, there's something that you're still hanging on to, like sometimes we create a persona of what we want in our love life. And when we get that persona, it's like, oh, no, that's not quite what I had in mind. And then all of a sudden we're stuck with it, or we get stuck in that rut. So if it's time to let go of the thought or the actual person, then do it. Because as soon as we... what is it? Clean out our metaphorical closet of life, the easier it is for somebody to come in. So if we are still holding on to somebody that has been in our life, that we're still attached to in some way, we need to literally go through and spring clean. Okay? Hopefully that makes sense to you.
Yeah. Actually, I did clean house about a month and a half ago. Someone who was, you know, wouldn't be in my life I wasn't interested in anymore. But I had to eventually just block everything in order to, you know, and I had to do that. So I did that.
So now you need to open the doors and windows and let the light in. Okay, so when we let the light in, what it's saying is, I am open for business. You know, like have the open sign on the door when you're a business.
Yeah.
And I'm not literally saying that you go out there with a big open sign hanging around your neck, but when we've let go of something, sometimes we still have threads of that we haven't quite released yet. So when we put up that persona, you know, I remember many, many years ago, a friend of mine said to me, oh, I can't find the love of my life. And I said, well, you know, you stay at home all the time. You watch TV all the time. So unless it's the guy coming to read the meter at your home or the postman, the mailman, you're not going to meet anybody. So what do you think? Heaven is going to drop this guy in through the top of your apartment building?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do some work, baby. And I said, why are you looking for love? Maybe you need a friendship first that will turn to love. You know, and that was, you know, and she changed her whole concept of it, you know, saying, well, you know, this is what I want, but you've got to put yourself out there. You know, I'm not talking about dating sites and things like that, but be within your community and find things that you attune to and then hang out. You know, I belonged to a group many, many years ago when I was single, and it was like in those days, it was called a cinema group, where we would go once a week to the movies. This was in England. You can tell how old it is because they call it cinema then. So we go to the movies once a week. And there was a small little clique of people.
and, yeah, a lot of ladies and one or two gentlemen. And, you know, I was finding that I made more friendships in that group than anything else. And then I realized, okay, I don't need to be looking for love here. Let's just enjoy what I'm getting. And I'm not saying to give up on it, because it was some years later that somebody just comes into my life. I'm like, oh, my God, where do you come from? But, you know, this is sometimes where we stop ourselves from doing the things we would love, because we're looking for something that isn't actually there at the moment. Okay, I hope that makes sense to you, sir.
Yeah, it does. It's just, I just want to say in terms of, you know, moving on, that person that I moved on from was actually very obsessed with me at times. And sometimes I still get calls that, you know, like nobody says anything when I answer, and then got an idea. So I think maybe that's why I'm still connected, because, you know, I get phone calls like nobody talks, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, as I said to the one of the callers before, see that umbilical cord and cut it and send that person away with love.
Okay.
So see it as an umbilical cord coming from your belly button, cut that cord, send that person away with love. Okay? Not regret, not sorrow, not anger, not frustration, but with love. Because love is the purest energy. And when we send love out to somebody, it almost creates a bubble around them, and that person will move on. Okay? Just as you will move on, just as all of us move on.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, dear. Have a great day, okay? I've got to go to the last caller because we're running out of time here. We actually have about 8 minutes, I guess. So thank you for calling in. You have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, one quick one here so I can get back to you, Deb.
Hi.
Hi there. You're live on the air with Debbie. This is Natalie. How can we help you?
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Natalie. I'm not going to ask about love because I think you already answered that with the last caller so far as getting out and meeting people. So I would like to know, will I be able to meet somebody who could help me do projects around my house, complete projects around the house?
Right. What's your name, sweetie?
Valerie.
Hello, Valerie. Nice to meet you.
Okay. Hi.
So I've shuffled the cards, and I got Wild and Free Wind Sprite. Okay. And what I'm hearing from that is you are very clever, and I mean clever in what you can do, how you manifest things. All right? Take it, baby, because that's what Spirit is telling me here. You manifest things for yourself. So manifest what you need in these moments. So whether it's somebody to fix your house and maybe put a, I don't know if they do this anymore, like we used to put a little card up in, a little postcard up in the little shop window saying, looking for handyman or looking for whatever. And you could even do it as an exchange of energy. Have you thought about that?
I would like to do it as an exchange of energy because it costs so much.
Okay, so then do that. Find somebody, you know, like I can remember many years ago I had a girlfriend and her husband was a carpenter. And my husband at that time, he was good at gardening. And we swapped husbands for the day in a way that I got the carpentry stuff done and she got her garden done. So think of it like that. Think of it as a swap of energy. So if somebody comes along and says, hey, I can do the plumbing, but, you know, I'm not a very good cook, and you do a whole pile of meals for them or whatever it is that you do, sewing or baking or gardening or a computer.
I do gardening.
Okay.
I do gardening.
Okay, so do that. Even put it out there. I will come and, you know, plant vegetables or, you know, weed your garden in exchange for and see what comes out of it, and then manifest it, because you can do it 3D.
Okay.
You underestimate yourself, okay? That's what I'm hearing. You underestimate yourself, and yet you've manifested so many things already, you just don't see how you can manifest this.
Right, and the relationship as well.
Well, who knows? Maybe you're going to find the carpenter that's looking for love. I don't know, but I get the sense
that
with the...
That would be great.
Well, you
kill two birds with one stone.
Absolutely. That would be fantastic.
And again, maybe this is, you know,
what was it, years ago, and we did this, it was almost like a bartering system. We had a little group, and it was way before internet. Oh, my God, there were days before internet, people. And we had a little group of us that we did it on tokens. So we all were given, like, 5 tokens at the beginning, and then we could trade the tokens for things we wanted, and we could gain tokens, so, you know, it would have, like, a little group. So maybe that's what you're supposed to do. Find people in your community that haven't got the money to do something, but each of them has, say, a gift or an ability, and they need something else. Who knows?
Right.
Maybe you're going to start a nice little business here.
That would be ideal as well.
Well, you can manifest it. You know that.
Yes, Debbie, I do.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. You have an awesome day. All right, Deb, I got about 4 minutes here. 4 minutes left. You know, I've enjoyed today, and I'm going to have you back on again. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Don't be sorry. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
I
you
have
for...
to have you back on again because, look, it's almost 2:30. We did an hour and a half show, and it's just so wonderful because there are words of wisdom, and what we're doing is we're putting out good stuff. We're helping people. You're helping people. I'm helping them with just having the radio show so they can connect to beautiful people like yourself. And I have to thank you for all your love and support to me because you're one of the reasons why I really started grabbing hold of what I was supposed to be doing and not worry about it so much. I was worrying too much. It was, you know.
Well, that's
and that's what
a monkey mind gets in the way and it kiboshes everything. I had a thought. Maybe if your listeners have a particular subject matter that they would like me to talk about, if it's within my sphere of knowing, I would love to, and then maybe we can make that the next show. Like, you know, if you're out there and there's something that you want to know about, you know, that kind of work or, you know, these kind of things, let's make it a topic of chat.
Yes, and they can write to me, you know, at starzcast@mysticlivingtoday.com, STARZ like in zebra, CAST at Mystic, MYSTIC, Living, LIVING, .com. And I'll get it and just say I heard you on the radio show and I have something that I'd like Deb to talk about. And also, you know, you could go in the into my magazine, which is MysticLivingToday.com, and check out Deb's article. It's there. Of course. Is the Pope a Catholic? She's always there.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's the beauty of it, isn't it? That's, you know, that's what's so wonderful about the whole thing. And, and I'm just so happy you came on the show. And, you know, I love you dearly. And, you know, we'll be talking. We'll be communicating via email. We always do. And enjoy your sunshine there in sunny Mexico.
I am. I'm going to have some breakfast, a late breakfast, and then I'm going to go and have a swim. So
good
look
for
at
you.
My day.
I've never been to Mexico, but one day maybe. You never know, right?
Hey, I have a spare room. Come and see us.
I will. Okay, love you, my dear, and thank you, everybody, for calling in and listening. As I always end my show the same way, every show that I've done, and the show is about 10 years. I don't even know what number this one is. It's pretty 10 years worth. There's a lot of shows. I always end it with believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. With that, I'll say goodbye.
Goodbye, sweetie.
Okay, love you. Love to all of you.